For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Before and after Hurricane Matthew made landfall in South Carolina, Governor Nikki Haley held a total of 12 press conferences. It was during her October 10th briefing that the small town of Nichols made headlines.
The flooding from the rivers has been unfortunate, and what we are seeing is just a lot of damage. The town of Nichols, if you may have heard, we had 150 people in town hall on the third floor waiting for help and evacuation.
Courtney Wilds lives in the town of Nichols. I spoke with him by phone.
We noticed that was coming from the other direction, but we didn't know how fast it was traveling.
He says he, along with two uncles, an aunt, and a cousin, all watched as rising waters from the neighboring Lumber River quickly rose in the streets and then in their yards.
By the time we knew it, there was no evacuation routes out unless you had a big truck, and none of my family did.
Wild says in three directions towards Mullins, Lakeview, and Conway.
All those roads were flooded or had trees in it, so we was pretty much stuck.
So the group started to pack their belongings.
I called 911 and told us that we need rescuing. They told us it'd take a while.
Later, Wild said local police told his group to go to the police department. From there, they were eventually evacuated. He says people were taken by the truckloads, heavy-duty trucks, taking 6 to 7 people at a time. Some residents were taken by boats to then get on school buses, and from there, several routes were used to get residents to Mullins.
And I was one of the last loads to leave. That's where the Army trucks came and got us.
At the shelter, Wild says the American Red Cross is doing a great job. They're providing food. There is electricity. No hot water, but there are two places for residents to charge their mobile devices.
Everybody's just pretty much got their phones charging, or my battery's about 20%, so I'm on a charger. I'm talking to you, I'm on a charger right now.
Nichols is about 10 miles from the North Carolina border and sits along the Lumber River, which had been reported at a record 24 feet. As waters from the swollen river made its way into South Carolina, residents say there was no warning of what was to come.
We just had to figure it out pretty much ourselves. Usually when there's a hurricane or something coming through, maybe a tornado, they usually sound a big horn to let everybody know that something's wrong, but they never did that.
Wilds and his family are now among scores of other residents at a shelter in Mullins. They are waiting for the Lumber River to fall. What's the plan now?
Well, I'm not sure exactly. I want to move. I want to go somewhere that's really safe. If I can get my family to go somewhere, we'll go. We'll just go. But as of right now, it seems like we're just kind of waiting. Everybody that came with me, all our vehicles is just underwater right now. So we have no transportation out of here. Some situation where we kind of stuck, you know.
There is good news for residents impacted by Hurricane Matthew. On October 10th, Governor Haley formally requested a disaster declaration from the White House. President Obama has declared a major disaster exists in the state and ordered federal aid to supplement state and local recovery efforts in 13 counties. Those counties are Beaufort, Berkeley, Charleston, Colleton, Darlington, Dillon, Dorchester, Florence, Georgetown, Horry, Jasper, Marion, and Williamsburg. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.